231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Sandown Clown is one of the most peculiar and unsettling mysteries in the world of paranormal encounters. Reported by two children on the Isle of Wight in 1973, this peculiar figure's blend of clown-like features, robotic speech, and cryptic behavior has confused researchers and storytellers alike. Although it remains less famous than phenomena like UFO sightings or cryptid encounters, the Sandown Clown has carved its mark in the halls of high strangeness. What makes the Sandown Clown so interesting is the way it resists easy classification. Was it an extraterrestrial visitor, a cryptid, a paranormal manifestation, or simply a well-executed hoax? The Isle of Wight, located off England's southern coast, is a setting steeped in mystery. Known for its natural beauty, ancient history, and distinctive folklore, the island has long been a site of strange occurrences. Reports of ghostly apparitions, phantom lights, and eerie sounds are common in local lore. Its relatively remote and insular nature adds to its appeal as a hotspot for the unexplained and supernatural. The town of Sandown is an unassuming location, better known for its beaches and quiet charm than for stories of high strangeness. However, its landscape, a mix of open fields, wooded areas, and marshy terrain, creates a perfect setting for an encounter that seems to hover between the boundary of the real and the surreal. The story of the Sandown Clown emerges from this context as a tale that feels uniquely tied to the land's character and folklore. The story begins with two children walking near a golf course on an ordinary day in the spring of 1973. While exploring the area, they heard a sound that immediately caught their attention, a loud wailing noise like an ambulance siren, but distinctly unnatural. Intrigued and unnerved, the children decided to investigate, following the sound through the surrounding marshland. As they approached the source of the noise, they came across a figure that defied comprehension. Emerging from a makeshift hut, it seemed to notice the children immediately, but did not display any aggression. Instead, it behaved in a manner that could only be described as curious, even welcoming. The Sandown Clown's appearance was like nothing the children, or anyone else, had ever seen. It stood tall and lanky, with disproportionately long arms and legs. Its face was stark white, almost like a mask, with oversized round eyes and an ambiguous expression that was neither fully smiling nor frowning. Its bald head gave it an even more uncanny look. The clown was dressed in a blue one-piece suit that shimmered as it moved, suggesting a material unlike anything the children were familiar with. The suit was decorated with colourful symbols, perhaps meaningless patterns, or, as some theorists have speculated, a form of alien script. Completing the bizarre ensemble were oversized gloves and shoes, further contributing to the figure's clown-like appearance. The figure moved in a jerky, almost mechanical manner, as though it were unused to its own body. Despite its strange appearance, the children later recalled feeling more curious than afraid, as if the clown's presence exerted a calming, almost hypnotic influence over them. The children's initial hesitation faded as the figure began to speak. Its voice was stilted and robotic, lacking the natural inflection of human speech. It introduced itself, though accounts vary on the exact name it gave. Some say it provided no name at all. The figure explained that it was not from Earth, though it refused to specify its origin. It seemed eager to interact, but made no attempt to harm or frighten the children. The clown's speech patterns and gestures were peculiar, almost childlike in their simplicity. It made efforts to communicate, but much of what it said was cryptic and nonsensical. This lack of clarity only deepened the children's fascination. At one point, the figure beckoned the children to follow it into its hut, a ramshackle structure built from odd materials. The hut appeared flimsy from the outside, but seemed larger and more complex once the children stepped inside. They described the interior as dimly lit and filled with unidentifiable objects, some of which glowed faintly or emitted strange sounds. The clown offered the children food and drink, though they declined, uneasy about accepting anything from such a strange being. Despite their apprehension, they reported feeling more intrigued than scared during their time in the hut. The experience had an almost dreamlike quality, as if they were temporarily detached from reality. One of the most popular theories is that the Sandown clown was an extraterrestrial being. Its appearance, behavior, and cryptic speech are consistent with descriptions of other humanoid encounters associated with UFO phenomena. The symbols on its clothing and the advanced technology implied by its hut suggest it may have been a visitor from another planet or dimension. Some researchers have drawn parallels between the Sandown clown and other humanoid entities reported in the 20th century, such as the Flatwoods Monster or the Pascagoula humanoids. These beings often share characteristics like non-human movement, strange clothing, and an interest in human interaction without overt hostility. Others have suggested a connection to English folklore, particularly stories of fairies and otherworldly beings. In folklore, marshlands and forests are often depicted as liminal spaces where encounters with supernatural entities occur. The clown's strange behavior and its hut could be interpreted as modern analogues to the traditional fairy mound or dwelling. Trickster spirits in folklore often exhibit playful, confusing behavior similar to that of the Sandown clown. They may appear in forms designed to challenge or unsettle those who encounter them, raising the possibility that the clown was a manifestation of a much older, archetypal phenomenon. Another possibility is that the encounter was a shared hallucination or a paranormal experience unique to the children. The strange, dreamlike quality of the event, combined with the lack of other witnesses, suggests the possibility of an altered state of consciousness or a momentary glimpse into another dimension. Skeptics often argue that the Sandown clown was the result of a hoax, possibly involving a costumed individual. However, this explanation raises questions about motive and feasibility. Why would someone go to such lengths to create such an elaborate encounter, especially in a remote area with no audience besides two children? Furthermore, the level of detail in the children's account, including the description of the hut and its interior, makes a simple prank seem unlikely. The Sandown clown is not the only case of its kind. Other reported encounters with humanoid entities share striking similarities, suggesting a broader phenomenon at play. For example, the Flatwoods Monster, 1952. In West Virginia, witnesses described a tall, humanoid figure with a strange, glowing outfit and mechanical movements, much like the Sandown clown. The humanoids of Pascagoula, 1973. Around the same time as the Sandown encounter, two men in Mississippi reported being abducted by robotic humanoid entities with alien characteristics. The Sandown Clown taps into universal fears of the unknown. Clowns occupy a unique position in the human psyche, embodying both joy and unease. Their exaggerated features and ambiguous expressions make them simultaneously entertaining and unsettling. By combining the archetype of the clown with elements of the alien and the supernatural, the Sandown Clown creates a figure that challenges our perceptions of reality. The Sandown Clown remains an enigma, a story that invites endless speculation but offers no clear answers. Its surreal details, combined with the children's compelling testimony, ensure that it will continue to intrigue those drawn to the mysterious and unexplained. Whether it was an extraterrestrial visitor, a trickster spirit, or the product of vivid imaginations, the Sandown Clown reminds us that our world is far stranger than it often seems. Its surreal details, combined with the children's compelling testimony, ensure that it will continue to intrigue those drawn to the mysterious and unexplained, whether it was an extraterrestrial visitor, a trickster spirit, or the product of vivid imaginations. The Sandown Clown reminds us that our world is far stranger than it often seems.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.